Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960. Brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center, in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We are keeping it local. We are featuring High Desert community issues, events, organizations, and individuals you don't want to miss. You can hear us right here, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960, plus listen online at talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning. What a wonderful weekend here in the High Desert. We've got just an exciting show planned for everyone today. And we're going to jump right in because this lady who's here with us has been doing some amazing work here in the High Desert for well over 20 years. Lots to talk about with her, Roxanne.
I know.
I can't say enough about her and the work that she's done, her commitment to our youth here in the community. I know most of you should, if you have not, you should have heard of Dolores Williams. And if that name is not familiar to you, definitely Millionaire Mind Kids should be familiar to you. This is an organization that under her leadership has just done amazing work with our youth, not only across the High Desert, Roxanne, but actually in San Bernardino County.
I know, and you, your organization, Dolores, has been around for so long.
Yes, just amazing work, especially around STEM. So it is indeed our pleasure to invite to the show this morning Ms. Dolores Williams, who is the founder and executive director of Millionaire Mind Kids. We are so happy to have you here today.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for such an awesome introduction.
Oh, there's a lot more we could say, but we want to jump in and have you tell us. I think this is a great opportunity for our listeners to hear and learn about Millionaire Mind Kids. So, Dolores, can you give us a little bit of the history of Millionaire Mind Kids?
Okay, and I'll try and do that as briefly as possible. So Millionaire Mind Kids opened in 2005. It was founded by me and my two grandchildren. They were 7 and 9 years old at the time. Nadja and Khalil since have graduated and they've gone off to their lives. But it's an educational enrichment program. Started in my living room. Never in my dreams did I think we would be out in the community in a nonprofit organization with the reach that we have reached. We have served more than 10,000 youth and families here in the High Desert. We are an educational enrichment program with a strong focus in STEM. And so science, technology, engineering, and math is my background. I was an engineer at Hughes Aircraft Company, ran an African-American-owned STEM company until I migrated to the High Desert.
Wow.
And, you know, I that was one of my questions, actually, was approximately how many students you guys have exposed to STEM over these past years. And you said, if I heard correctly, 10,000?
10,000.
That's amazing. And, Dolores, tell us just so we understand how impactful Millionaire Mind Kids has been in those lives. Tell us where some of those students have landed now, because some of them have gone through college, graduated, some of them have chosen fields and moved on and are really being very successful in those areas.
Wow. That's where my heart really opens. Often my students come back to see us over at our new facility. I have students who are in the military, who are nurse sergeants. I have students who are air traffic controllers. I have students who have graduated from all the top universities, particularly the UCs. We try and send at least 20 students a year debt-free to universities. I also have students who are in certified technical education careers, and those are careers that require two-year certificates in skilled work. I mean, it's amazing. I have, you know, they referred me to me sometimes as the lion, but One of the things I want to say is I have baby cubs everywhere, everywhere, every university, every city, and every industry. We have our baby cubs everywhere. So they have made some outstanding accomplishments.
Yes, that is, it's just simply phenomenal. Now, you know, we're getting ready to approach, school is getting ready to, you know, be out for the summer, right? And so I know that there are parents who are looking at what can they do that provides a level of engagement for their young people that's fun, right, but also educational, right? And you have been doing summer camps now for how many years?
Since 2005.
Wow.
19 years.
This is 20, yeah.
And so I say that to kind of segue into summer camp is coming up for Millionaire
Mind Kids,
right? It is coming up, right?
Yes.
So can you talk to us a little bit about summer camp, what you've planned, how, you know, parents especially can get their kids registered, all that good stuff.
So this is really exciting. Every year is more and more exciting. We offer 7 different academies. The Law and Justice Academy is coming up first, and
wow,
that's the second week in June. Mm-hmm. And that's where all the county agencies, law and justice agencies, come out together and just expose our students to all the career pathways in law and justice. They take field trips. It's fulfilling. And we've had a number of students that actually go into the law and justice careers, including my granddaughter, who I pushed to major in STEM. She is now an attorney in New Orleans.
Yes.
And she works at the public defender's office. She actually helped to design the Law and Justice Academy in 2016, and that has been really successful. We have another camp that's really, really successful is aviation, where we actually build a pipeline to the aviation industry. We partner with Victor Valley College, and we send our kids to the Aviation School of Technology right here at SCLA in our own backyard. But more than that, we have a flight club. So aviation is a 10-day program. At the end, kids get a chance to fly. If they get the flight bug and they want to become pilots, we have a year-round flight academy where kids can come in and do ground school and learn to fly. And then we pay for their flights once they meet the criteria. We pay for their flights, and they fly out of midfield with an instructor.
Right,
with
and
their
I think
hours.
Mm-hmm. One notable thing about that program is that that's headed up by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Marshall, right?
Yes, we are so blessed to have him in our as the director.
Yes.
You know, I kind of stole him from Compton, from the ACE camp. We were at a conference one early morning, and his favorite is, what's your claim to fame? And I was talking to him about our summer camp and our aviation program, and he became interested. And little did I know, he lived right in my backyard. So he's one of my neighbors. So he lived here in Apple Valley. I got introduced to him. And we've been together since, I think, about 2010. Maybe he joined us between 2008 and 2010.
Yeah.
So absolutely,
yeah,
we're very,
that
very...
That aviation camp is just tremendous. And then there is...
A financial literacy, where we teach money management. We also have a scholarship academy where we actually... work with students, and this is where we work with students to get them into college debt free.
So the camp is free. It's open and available to ages K through 12.
Yes.
12th grade, right? And then the other thing I think is notable about the camp is that they get 2 meals a day. Is that right? There's breakfast and lunch?
They get 2 major meals a day, and they eat all through the day. So
yes,
whenever they're hungry, and it's breakfast and lunch, we serve breakfast when they arrive. Kids arrive really hungry. That was really one of the baits that we use to get kids there. And one of the things that we do is we serve kids really great breakfast, really great lunch.
Dolores, thank you. I can't let you go. I know that there's an upcoming event in May. So talk to us about that event, because it's open to community, right?
Yes. So May 25th from 12 to 4, we will be given an open house. All of our participants are required to attend because it's our open house, but it is open to the community. It's giving love to the community where we'll have vendors and music and food and just a great time from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock on May 25th. That's Saturday, May 25th from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m.
Okay, and we'll make sure to get that information posted.
Definitely, we will do that.
Right.
So, but if anybody's listening, we're speaking with Dolores from Millionaire Mind Kids. Sign up as soon as possible when those applications come up for these
Absolutely.
Camps, right? Right, Dolores? Because
Absolutely.
It's first come, first serve, then I would say.
Yes, the applications will be out on Friday, and they fill up fast.
So, Dolores, I want to, before we say goodbye, I'm going to definitely invite you back. I know there's another component to Millionaire Mind Kids that's called ROCK, Reimagining Our Communities. We would love to have you, and I believe Phyllis Morris Green is heading that up for you. Love to have the two of you come back and talk to us about that, because that is really a very broad-based program and opportunity for community to come in and be involved in some very important ways. I think it's all in the title, Reimagining Our Community, right? So I want to extend that invitation. Hope you say yes to coming back. But before we leave, once again, can you tell us how that we can get in touch with you if we've got questions, need information, want to learn more? I also will say how community can come and help. Right? Because volunteering, I believe, is something that is mm-hmm. welcomed. I don't think you ever turn away anybody's dollars if they want to help to support this wonderful program. So how can they do all of that, get that information, get connected to Millionaire Mind Kids?
So there's three ways you can connect. You can email me directly at millionairemindkids@verizon.net. You can go on to my website at www.millionairemindkids.org. You can also donate on the website as well. We welcome volunteers. We love volunteers. They're a crucial part of our community and a crucial part of what we do. So please reach out and contact us at millionairemindkids.org.
Thank you so much, Dolores, for being here with us today. Thank you on behalf of community for the over 20 years of work that you have done with our youth. That is quite impressive. And thank you for being who you are, continuing to do this wonderful work, bring these wonderful programs to us. And we look forward to having you back soon to talk to us about reimagining our community.
Thank you so much for having me today. And remember, every child in the high desert belongs to me.
Thank you. We have a guest in studio who's new to us. Mm-hmm. Roxanne, I'm really excited. I met her a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, this is my first time meeting, but I'm very excited to talk
yes,
to you.
Yes, and just a phenomenal woman who's doing some amazing things here in the high desert. She's relatively new to the high desert. I think been here since 2018.
Yes, okay. 2018.
Yeah, so kind of relatively new, but she jumped in and is bringing some wonderful opportunities, information, partnerships, connections, all that good stuff to the high desert. So I am just really pleased to welcome Susan Wilcox Hobby to Conversations with Roxanne and Regina. And you represent an organization that's called High Desert Boss Moms, right?
Yes, yes.
Boss Moms, B-O-S-S. As oh. in the boss.
The boss, yes.
So, you know what, Susan? Can you tell us who and what the High Desert Moms is?
Yes, I'd be happy. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here. And High Desert Boss Moms is a women's empowerment organization. So what we do is we gather together once a week, every Tuesday.
Mm.
We have an office.
Oh.
And we just had our meeting this morning, and we all link arms, we lift each other, we help each other grow and develop, and our main purpose is for young moms who have a side business, or they don't know where to start, or they want to segue into full-time and quit their regular jobs, or if they just want to stay part-time in their side business, they don't know where to go or where to turn, and they need a little help. getting started.
Wow.
So okay. We help them get their licenses. We help them lock into a great network of women. So we all support each other and lift each other, and we buy and sell to each other. And it's a very positive environment. We don't allow any negativity.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome.
It's very, very powerful important. When women get together mm-hmm. and love and lift each other.
Yes.
It's very, very special.
Yes, it so. Is. I wholeheartedly agree with that. So tell us, how did you get started in this work?
That is a great
work?
Question. So we have an Orange County Boss Moms chapter. I'm from Orange County originally. I lived in Irvine. I was a single mom for 15 years, mm-hmm. and my youngest son was getting ready to leave home, and he's on his way out the door, and I thought, you know, I really need to do some other things. I love volunteering. So a couple of friends and I got together, and we realized we each had a business, and I said, you know, let's do some work together and help each other grow. So we started our Orange County Boss Moms, and then I met a wonderful man. I just got remarried. We just had our fifth anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And we moved here to the high desert, and I didn't know anyone.
Okay.
I didn't know anyone. And I met one person, and she was very outgoing and friendly and bubbly, and she said, well, let me introduce you to a couple more people. Mm-hmm. So we started meeting at a local restaurant, and the two of us turned into 5 to 10 to 15 to 25. And one day we got a little silly, a little loud, and the restaurant kicked us out.
Oh, whoa.
And that's when I realized I need to really get organized. And we founded our High Desert Boss Moms is a nonprofit. So we have so many tools and great technology to just help people in the community.
Wonderful. Does BOSS stand for anything, Susan?
It kind of does. I have a backstory to that.
Okay.
So I was working in the healthcare industry. Mm-hmm. I was administrative manager. I managed a pretty good size building with many doctors and dentists and chiropractors and all of the auxiliaries. So I managed this facility. It was a great, I did that for 30 years. I loved it. And, I segued into another office doing the same line of work, and the office was a little disheveled and needed some help. So I worked really hard and collected all the accounts receivables. We collected $1 million the first year.
Wow.
I enlisted the help of all the women who worked there.
Okay.
And we really worked hard, and we wanted to show our boss how much we cared about her and loved her. And she promised us all raises. We had all reviews, and we did not get that compensation that was promised to us. Mm. And so on April Fool's Day, I gave her my resignation. And that was not a joke.
And it was not a joke. Oh. Okay.
And I started Boss Moms here. And we talk about firing our bosses and becoming independent.
Okay.
So that's where Boss Moms it's came
very
from.
Very unique. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. So now let me ask the question especially for our listeners. Who can join, and how can they join and participate?
That is a good question, too. So it's open to anyone,
mm-hmm.
any women. Sometimes their husbands will come in attached. Once they realize the energy in the room and the feminine energy, they don't feel as comfortable.
Okay.
But
they're outnumbered.
They are. And, of course, we're kind and loving to anyone. But any woman can join. You don't have to own a business. We have a lot of supporters mm-hmm. who are women. We have our schedule is very, very full. So every Tuesday we have our Women Manifesting Wealth. It's a business power networking group.
Mm-hmm.
So we meet every Tuesday morning at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the evening, every second and fourth Tuesday for people who work during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our Women Manifesting Wealth. Then once a month we have a Bunko networking group.
Okay.
And that's open to anyone. We charge a small fee. It's $20, but that money goes into like a winning mm-hmm. and whoever the winners are, we divide it up and we have showcase businesses for that evening. And then they shop with those showcase businesses.
Oh,
so
okay.
when you're part of our organization, you get to showcase your business every couple months.
Okay.
And that's a good networking tool as well.
It is great. It is great. Yeah. It's just a lot of fun. And then we do events in my office, which is in Apple Valley.
Okay.
So we have a very full schedule. We do a cruise once a year. We have a Boss Moms Business Networking cruise. We do once a year. And we're going to the Mexican Riviera in December.
Wow. Okay.
So our schedule is just very, very full and very unique. It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like work to me. Yeah. It really doesn't.
And, you know, they say when you're doing what you love, mm-hmm. right, and you're doing what you're really purposed to do, then it doesn't feel like work. So if someone's interested in learning more or joining or attending one of these events, how do they do that? How do they get in touch?
So we are on all social media platforms. We're on LinkedIn.
Okay.
The best way to connect with us is Instagram, which is HD Boss Moms, or Facebook, High Desert Boss Moms.
Okay.
And all of our events are posted on both social media platforms. We also have our email, which is hdbossmoms@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And is there a phone number just in case we have some seniors who may not, and I don't want to pick on seniors because some of our seniors are a little bit more tech savvy than I am, right? But those who may not have access to all of these different social media platforms, is there a phone number?
Yes. Our organizer, her phone number is 714-585-8942.
Okay, great. So let me ask this question. You've got an event, I believe, that's coming up soon. Can you share with us about that event?
Yes, this is our fourth annual Women's Empowerment Convention, and we're really, really excited about this. We've had a couple people say, oh, it's not really a convention. There's not very many of you because we've always been a smaller group.
Mm-hmm.
This convention is going to be our biggest yet. We're anticipating about 200 women.
Wow.
And we have some inspirational speakers. We have motivational speakers. We have a catered luncheon. Each of the women participating that are our showcase businesses will be able to come up and introduce themselves and do like a one-minute commercial.
Oh, wow. I like that.
And people can come and shop with our Boss Moms vendors. And we're going to do some superpower networking where we condense time where you meet a large amount of people and network and exchange numbers in a very condensed time frame.
Yeah.
So
that's exciting.
We are
so now
excited.
When does that take place?
That is Saturday, April the 20th, and it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And it's up here, correct?
It is.
Where?
It's at the Victor Valley Christian Church in Hesperia.
Okay.
It's right down the street.
All right. Yeah. And are there tickets that need to be purchased and all that? So how can we purchase tickets for that?
So they can email us or call us.
Okay.
And again, that's hdbossmoms@gmail.com. That's the best way.
Okay.
Or they can call us, which is our organizer, 714-585-8942. And the tickets are $30 right now. That's our discount VIP. It includes everything we just went over and a lot more. Just a lot more.
Sounds like a wonderful afternoon. And absolutely sounds like a convention.
It is a convention. You know, we're about manifesting and making things happen and speaking it into reality. And we're making it happen.
It sounds like it. So let me ask you this. Who or what inspires you?
I have so many people, but one of my favorite mentors, I call her my mentor, is Miss Oprah Winfrey. And I've emailed, I don't know if it was really her that emailed me back, but mm-hmm. I did get an email back. And I was so inspired. I remember seeing her on TV when I was like 16 years old. And I follow everything that she does. She's very positive. Very upbeat. And what really inspired me is I listened to one of her talks and she talked about different television programs that she's done. She's interviewed thousands mm-hmm. of people.
Yes.
And she only wants to do good in this world. And so she talked about different programs that were recorded that they didn't air because of reasons that would, you know, hurt people. And she said, we want to be known for helping people and just doing good in this world. And so I just love her. I would love to meet her, and I would love for her to come and speak at one of our Women's Empowerment Conventions.
Well, you're manifesting it now, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Great. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about High Desert Boss Moms?
Yes. That's one of the things I was just thinking of. I have a very good friend who said, you know, I don't like organizations of all women because women can be unkind
mm-hmm.
and they can kind of bring you down or they can be kind of cliquish
mm-hmm.
and we never allow that in our organization. And there's been times we've had to remove people or ask them to leave because they were just doing things that weren't within our vibration. We want people who are excited and helping and growing and just positive things. And so we've set our boundaries and our expectations high and in a good way, a very mm-hmm. good way, where we want positive only. And we understand things happen in life. You know, you go through some negative things. Some of these women in our organization have been through some trials.
Yes.
Some tribulations, some terrible things. But they show up. They cheerlead for the success of others. And they always do what's right. Yeah. And I love that about them.
Yeah. Because I always say, even, you know, we go through some really horrific experiences mm-hmm. sometimes. But the upside of that is that we went through it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we made it through it, that's where we should place our energy, is the fact that no matter what tried, what barriers came, what tried to keep us down, you know, being at our lowest sometimes and feeling like there's no way out, but something happened that we're still here. And so if we put our energy into that, mm-hmm. that we're still here, then we're victorious over whatever that was and leave that where it was and keep moving forward, right?
Right.
So I absolutely love that mindset, right? And I think that you are an example of the positive thing that can happen when we connect as community and how important that is, right? Because mm-hmm. no man is an island. Nobody gets through this life with just by themselves. Right.
Right.
So whether it's family, friends, whether you make your family, build your family, however you get to family, right, it's to have that and then to have a sense of community where there is a shared mindset,
mm-hmm.
right, and support and encouragement and empowerment. Those things are so powerful. And, you know, Susan, I think they are so necessary at this point in time. You know, we went through a pandemic.
Yes.
And it brought out the worst of everything that you can think of. We learned mm-hmm. what it meant to have to be separated and not feel connected, not be able to see our loved ones, not to have that freedom to move about mm-hmm. as we had been accustomed. And so from that to now being in a space where we can connect and we can celebrate each other.
Yes.
You know, we can have conversations, whether in person. We don't just have to do everything online now, mm-hmm. right? Or through, you know, we're 600 feet away or whatever right. the case may be, right? We don't have to live like that anymore. There's just a wonderfulness about us connecting as community, and especially in an effort to help each other, encourage each other, empower each other to be our own personal best. I really want to thank you for spending this time with us this afternoon and for sharing your story and the wonderful, amazing work that you're doing. And again, your event is on?
It is Saturday, April 20th. It's at the Victor Valley Christian Church in Hesperia.
And it's open to the public, correct,
yes,
Susan?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You can buy tickets at the door. If you purchase before April 13th, it's $30. After, it's $40.
Okay.
But we'll still accept anybody who wants to attend.
Great.
We would love to have you, and we really look forward to it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, and we hope to have you back to visit with us and share more of what High Desert Boss Moms are doing. So thank you again for being with us, and we look forward to you having a very successful convention.
Thank you
right,
so much.
And to hearing from you later on in the year.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening and being a part of our High Desert Conversation. We invite you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as a community want to hear from. Reach out to us and send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We'll talk to you next weekend.